I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hola!
I was trying different stuff. I'm just trying different stuff as well.
I tried hola like as well. I actually should have said hola, shouldn't I? Not hola.
I thought you did say hola.
Hola, ain't no hola back.
Yeah. I was channeling Gwen Stefani, hola back girl. But I probably should have channeled something else.
You boys are both giving me the ick.
Right, what would we do again? Will we just say hi?
No, please just keep that in because I think people need to know what you're really like.
Okay.
I was just being normal and, yeah.
Professional.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Sorry. I'll let you go.
Welcome back to I Read Online Somewhere. Here every week to discuss what we have read online and answer your strange and wonderful questions you probably should have asked your teachers at school. I'm Amy, and I didn't ask these questions either, but luckily for me, I'm joined by two science teachers, Andrew and Ross, who can help me answer them now. So.
What did you get in higher drama?
Wow, I even put it in capitals so that you know that we're shouting, that you're like, now.
I got a C.
Strange and wonderful science questions with an American twist.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So yeah.
So hi folks.
So we're on season 3, episode 4 of this week, and Andrew's just written "Don't panic," and I don't know why, so I won't panic. Why are we not to panic, Andrew?
Well, let me explain. So this is to do with my story this week, and I need to ask you a quick question first, and like I really hope that at least one of you know exactly what I'm talking about. But are you able to describe to me what a babelfish is?
Is this a TikTok, Andrew?
Nope, not TikTok.
A babelfish?
Nope. It's a very scientific related thing, or a very sci-fi thing.
No.
Do you not know what a babelfish is?
Is it in, like, Star Trek or something?
It's not in Star Trek. It's in, and this is where the don't panic comes in to all my Hitchhiker's Guide fans. Because this is from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So
I've never seen Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Have you not? The film's quite...
I really thought you were going to...
The film is quite good.
That's not that embarrassing not to see.
It's not that embarrassing, no.
I've also not seen Top Gun.
I've never seen Top Gun.
I've not seen Top Gun either.
That's a new name
for a podcast.
I've never seen Top Gun. What other films have you not seen? Someone I spoke to recently...
I've not seen The Matrix. That makes me feel...
I've not seen The Matrix.
What? The Matrix, Amy.
But references it all the time. It's really annoying.
How have you never seen The Matrix?
There's Neo walking down the street, and Ross is like, actually, that looks more like Lucifer. Or
Morpheus.
Lucifer? Oh my god.
This is why you need to watch The Matrix.
I think I've tried.
We need to change
what other films have you? What other films have you, should you have seen that? What other films have you not seen? I think that's bad. Yes, thank you, Andrew. Actually, let's rank. Give me a film that you've not seen, and then we'll rank it.
Right, so like, well, I haven't seen Top Gun.
Okay, do you think that's... You're quite a film buff as well, so I think that's quite bad for you.
I know, and I'm
Matrix, and Ross is going Goonies. What's worse?
Have you guys... the Goonies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
But if you watch the Goonies now, you'd be like...
No, yeah,
Which ones have more of an effect on, like, society?
Truffle
the
Shuffle?
The Goonies. Yeah, the Truffle Shuffle.
The Matrix is referred
It is the Truffle Shuffle. And I love you, Chunk. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, those are absolute cultural references.
No.
I think if Ross watched it now, though, he'd be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, the thing is, I don't think you can watch it now. Although you should.
Whereas The Matrix, you can watch now.
It's got a young Josh Brolin in it.
Yeah.
Thanos.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, he plays the older brother. And a young Sean Austin.
He was like really good looking when he was younger.
So, do either of you two know what a babelfish is? Have you heard of a babelfish before?
No.
Is it a flying fish?
It is not a flying fish. So the babelfish comes from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And if you don't know that story, basically Arthur Dent has been adventuring through the galaxy with his friend Ford Prefect. They have to leave Earth because Earth gets destroyed because it's in the way of the super highway that's about to come through. And so they have to remove planet Earth. It's all very fun. However, one of the main things that they have in this is called the babelfish. The babelfish is a small, yellow, leech-like, and probably the oddest thing in the universe, and it feeds on the brainwave energy, absorbing incoming waves of sound and basically poops out the English that you can understand. Right, so it's basically a translator. So in the story, it's this tiny little yellow fish that they shove in their ear so that it can translate. So it's like a universal translator. That's okay. Essentially what it is. Now, the reason that this is important is because there is a company out there who have basically made something very similar, right? And what happens is that you basically talk into this machine and it fires out the language that you have chosen.
Google
and like reads it out. No, but this time it does it in real time. So you just talk to it and it'll fire it out. And it translates into 82 different languages in real time. It's absolutely awesome. So it's from a company called Pocket Talk. And they have this device that it's called, it looks a bit like a tiny little mobile phone. And it's a two-way translator. So someone else can then talk into it. And it'll spit out the English, or you know, whichever language you want. And I just think this is
goodbye modern languages at school.
Well, I think obviously if you're using it in a school situation, yeah. I think probably a school situation you wouldn't want to use it, but you know, see if you're out and about, and you know, we all know, especially us coming from an English-speaking country, learning a language is hard, and sometimes. You might go to a country where it's not very clear what language they speak, or you can get confused. So a lot of people, for example, get Spanish and Portuguese mixed up. So therefore, you'd be able to switch between these two quite quickly. But it also has a camera in it. So very much like Google Translate, you can actually snap text and it'll convert it into English or a language of your choice. So I just thought, Pocket Talk, they've got an app that's coming out. They've not released the app just yet. So you might be able to get it on your phone, or you will be able to get it on iOS and Android soon. But it just opens up this conversation. And it's about speaking different languages shouldn't really prevent people from building relationships. So this kind of takes that away. Because a lot of people find it hard to learn a language, whereas this will also help you kind of learn a language in a sort of roundabout way. It's slightly different, but you know those verb lists where it gives you all the different versions. If it's like I go, we go, he, she, it goes, they go, we go together, we go polite, you know, those sorts of verb lists, it'll make it just a little bit easier for people to communicate. It also, for those of us who are interested, it has built-in GDPR. So it's compliant with GDPR, which actually is quite good nowadays.
So if you say someone's name into it, it just doesn't say the names like that is.
Yeah, GDPR, who is this person? But it also probably means it's not going to store your information, which is quite good. Because you know how a lot of these things, you know, Alexa's listening or Google's listening or all those sorts of things. So it shouldn't do this. And it should also, they're at the point where it's also releasing the app. They're ready to introduce it into video calling. So I think it's just absolutely fantastic that we now have essentially a babelfish in our hands. Yeah.
Exciting.
I suppose that would be, especially handy on something like Zoom.
Yeah.
You're speaking to someone. Yeah.
Yeah, and it, you
yeah,
know,
I think it'd be handy for businesses.
Exactly, and that's, you know, but also, you know, not only businesses, if you imagine that, you know, again, working in a school, you might have somebody who's EAL, so English is an additional language. You could use it with them. You know, so it would actually become quite important because as we all know, Google Translate isn't always terribly accurate. Sorry, Google, but it's not. So this hopefully might be a little bit better. So yeah.
It'd be good even for, I saw, speaking to someone recently who had a family of Ukrainian refugees, but the teenage son like didn't speak any English.
Yeah.
And like, you know, he's been taken out of his country and he's not with any of his friends and now he's in a country where he can't speak the language. It must be so difficult. So
yeah.
Something like that would be very useful.
Yeah. So actually it's amazing that actually technology can help with these sorts of situations that we're now finding ourselves in.
Yeah, nice. Well, thank you for sharing that, Andrew.
Okay. So,
is it time for Amy's science test?
Okay, so Amy,
hello.
quick fire question. I just want a number. First number that comes to your head. Maybe have a wee think about it first, though.
Okay.
How many bones?
Seven.
Are okay, how many bones are in the human body, give or take 10?
Give or take 10. 172.
No.
256.
Oh.
No.
258.
All right. Didn't realize you were Amy.
I enjoy quizzes.
Ross loves
I
a quiz. Ross loves a quiz. I know there's like 50 in your foot.
I know babies are born with more and then they become less.
Yep.
Yes.
Is it 308? Is that something like that?
You're kind of close, no?
Ross, you're just naming every number.
Babies have 308, so maybe it goes down to like 296.
So the answer is 206.
206.
But you want...
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right,
probably
but you are right. Babies do have more bones in their body, and they as they grow, they see that I find incredibly disturbing.
I cannot look at our child's soft spot on his head. It doesn't fuse together till he's about one.
You can see it pulsating.
It's
no
disc. You can see it. Luckily, he's got more hair than our younger one did. A younger one, you could like older see one. Older one. You know what I mean. You could see it pulsating, whereas this one, you can't see as much. Absolute fear.
That is...
I'm really disappointed.
It's to do with childbirth, is it not? Is that not why their skull... It's to get them out the birth canal.
Yeah, it's to get them out the birthing canal. Yeah.
Is that what it's called? I just realised it's called the birth canal.
Birth canal. I mean,
birth canal.
You could call it the cervix and vagina. But yeah, the birthing canal.
The birthing canal.
sounds
to get them
fancier.
Out of there safely.
Yeah.
Sounds, it sounds like what it's not like. It sounds like a nice holiday or like a...
like cruising. Like on,
yeah,
like
just cruising down the Birth Canal.
Canals with Jane McDonald. And she's
no,
like,
the Evergreen is stuck in the Birth Canal.
It sounds like an Alan Partridge TV show. Birth Canals with Chris Eubank.
The, how, well, so yeah, so 206 bones in your body altogether. But yeah, you do have the most bones in your hands and your feet. Second question. What is the difference between an acid and an alkali?
Well, I can tell you the pH difference if you want. Like,
go,
no,
go for it. Yeah, go for it. We'll take that.
Well, acid is like pH 1 to 6. Well, it's 1 to 7 because 7 is neutral. And then 7 to 14 is alkaline. And yeah, alkaline's like purpley, bluey. And acid's like red.
I feel so proud as a teacher. Yeah. Because that's actually, we did not like, learn that from school.
Excuse me, yes I did, because I once got a commendation at school because we just learned about that and I'd watched an advert for hair shampoo that said we're PHP neutral, winked, and then it came up saying like, is it PHP? No, that's like in programming language. I mean PH. we're PH neutral, and it was like 5.5, winky face, and I went to tell my teacher the next day that they had this on the whatever advert it was, L'Oreal or whoever, and I was like, they should have said it was pH 7 neutral, not pH 5.5.
Was that when they did the, and how's the science bit?
Yeah, the Rachel, Jennifer Aniston, like, and here's for the science bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it was her.
Pantempo V.
L'Oreal, but okay. But I don't know, yeah. So that I do, I actually, that's something I really remember from school, are the pHs. I often think about that. I have no idea what things are acidic. Like,
yeah, no, you do. You know things that are acidic.
But
yeah.
I know the scale.
Tell us some acidic things.
Like a tomato. It's quite acidic.
Yeah, well, tomatoes are. Yeah, there's other
actually.
More
it's more.
Acidic
I'd be
things.
More interested to. Oh, more, actually, more alkaline things like bicarbonate soda.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Rennie's. Well, they neutralize stomach acids.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I'm looking up the pH of a Rennie because, Andrew, so
is
I think...
Is
right,
a Rennie a base rather than...
A Rennie's, it's just chalk, really.
Oh, chalk. So is it the same thing? I look up the pH of the chalk, pH of chalk. Everyone guess the number. I'm going to say 11.
11?
Okay, I've got it. Yeah, okay, go. Everyone guess. I'm saying 11. Ross?
I've gone 9.
Andrew?
I'm going 7.
9.1
Okay, of chalk. Oh wait, hold on. Of chalk, maybe
that's
do
a really fun game.
But maybe do it of Rennie, because while I said it's like chalk, it's not really chalk. But
okay, who's going? Who wants to guess for the Rennies?
I'm going 7.
Eight.
Oh, there's a lot of science here. So it says for Rennie was 6.1, for Randidine 6.8, for famandine 6.7, and for placebo 3.5. What? It
why
says.
Is, why is the placebo
well,
just acid?
Well, that was a fun game.
I'm really enjoying guessing the pHs of.
Right. Okay. Well, what is the pH of Coca-Cola?
Oh, I think it'll be more alkaline because I'm sure that you get flat Coke for your stomach, or is it flat lemonade? Ooh. I reckon I am gonna go more alkaline. I'm gonna go a bit quirky.
Okay.
I'm gonna go like an 8.7.
8.7. Okay. Right, Ross.
4.5.
You think it's more acidic?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Quite...
Actually, I'm changing my mind now that I've googled.
Right, what is it?
Turns out it's pretty acidic.
Yeah, it's 2.6. Like 2, isn't it? Yeah,
2.6 to 2.7.
Yeah, it's really acidic. Remember, it can change the colour of pennies.
Right, guess a pH of a yogurt.
Yogurt? 5.
Ross, it's really fun the game, this. Yeah, Ross is really bad at chemistry, so yeah. I don't think he is...
Not enjoying this game.
Yogurt's
4.
Acidic.
4.
Oh, yes!
Well done. Might just start texting you things, be like, guess this.
Your final color. Oh, no, that's not right. That's the question.
Purple. The answer.
Blue, your black, final question. Is the color green that I see the same color of green my friend sees? It's almost like a riddle.
I mean, I have never, ever going to actually know that.
Good point. That's actually. Do you know what? Bonus point. Bonus point. That is a fantastic answer.
Oh, thanks.
But for the listeners, could you give us a yes or a no? You know, like.
Well, if you take out like someone that has normal, but like not like colorblind, etc.
Yeah,
I would probably
So just normal sighted people.
Yes. Yes. pH 7. Sorry, getting confused.
Okay, so Amy, what's your thoughts?
I am thinking that we probably do all see the same colours.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, so there's no way we can know. We can assume, though, that everybody's rods and cones are slightly different. Therefore,
sorry, rods and cones? See,
so in the back of your eye, on the retina, so the very back of your eye, there's rods and cones that allow you to see colours and shades. So we probably do see things slightly different, but there's no way to measure the difference. Except there is a way to measure the difference, because there are some people who can see hypercolors. So you know Pantone? Not Pantene, but Pantone. The color people?
Yeah.
So there are shades that they have people who come in and test to see that two shades are actually completely different, but some people won't be able to see the differences between the two.
Oh.
So there is a way to test it.
Is this a bit like the dress, that dress that went viral, the white and gold?
White and gold, or blue and black. And black.
Is that to do with light, or is
that
to do with...
That's to do with light and context with
probably refraction.
Yeah, it's to do with how your brain interprets where the light is.
And that. Okay, see ya.
But I read online is that you can only know different colours if you have like names for them.
Yeah, context.
So there was people.
Right, Crayola.
There was people that lived in the Amazon that only had, like, they just called a whole load of things green because they didn't have different words for it. Or it was blue, one or the other, blue or green. And they couldn't distinguish between, like, a royal blue and a light blue and a sky blue. They couldn't tell they were different things until you actually start assigning names for them.
Imagine them.
And then you actually realize that they're different.
Imagine them discovering Faroe and Ball.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the most fascinating things about language is the color or the color or the word for the color blue is one of the last words. It's like one of the last colors to be named, because, like you say, they don't actually have a word for it, because it's like. Blue things don't tend to appear that often in nature.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah. Apart from the sky. But, you know, like, there's not many blue fruits, for example.
Name some blue things. Yeah. Blueberries.
Blueberries are purple.
Famously not blue. They're green on the inside.
Purple on the outside.
I would say blueberries are blue from the outside.
Nah.
No, they're purple.
They're purple or black.
Get a blueberry now. I'm going to do a poll.
Do you have a blueberry?
Yeah.
Guys, this is a live experiment happening on the podcast. Ross has just left. He's away to the kitchen, I assume. What we're going to discuss here is are blueberries actually blue?
So you think these are purple?
Yeah,
they are purple.
I'm looking at them. There's no way that...
Look at them. They're purple.
Would honestly say it's blue. Anyway, I've done the poll.
Okay.
What was this question?
What
was this question about?
Do
we see colours the same?
Yeah, do we see colours the same?
No, we don't.
So, if you have a question that you would like to send to us, or want to correct us on any of our science, or also believe that blueberries are purple, please send us an email at iReaditOS@gmail.com, or contact us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok at iReaditOS. Please also make sure that you drop us a like, a review, and share us with your friends and family. The more views we get, the better it is. And please go and check out Pocket Talk to see what they have on offer and when their app comes out. So, guys, we will see you next week.
Not an ad.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.